Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Brooklyn Park home of the late Speaker of the House, State Representative Melissa Hortman, was broken into early this morning, 4 days after she and her husband Mark were fatally shot. Police say officers responded around 8 a.m. and found someone had pried off plywood from a rear window and broken the glass to get inside. The home had already been processed for evidence following Saturday's double homicide, and nothing appeared to be stolen. Authorities are asking neighbors to check surveillance footage and contact the Brooklyn Police Department. A cannabis growing operation in Pine County is the first in Minnesota to receive a cannabis business license. MNN's Brent Palm has more.
The Office of Cannabis Management says HerbQuest in Brook Park is a microbusiness whose initial primary activity will be outdoor cultivation of plants. OCM Interim Director Eric Tobel calls this a major milestone for the office. He says more than 600 cannabis businesses are in the final steps of completing their applications and securing local government approval. A new application window opens August 1st for cannabis testing facilities. Brent Palm, MNN.
Even though the attacks on state lawmakers happened in their homes, it has brought up the question about safety at the Capitol. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damus says it could be a future conversation.
This is something that no one could have imagined. This was a horrific attack by a very deranged person. If there are changes or things that we need to do to ensure member safety, we will definitely be considering all of that.
There are no security checkpoints to get inside the state capitol in St. Paul, although the state patrol has troopers on duty 24 hours a day. And Minnesota's skateboarding community is thanking state lawmakers for approving $4 million in grant funding for 8 skate park projects. Paul Forslein of City of Skate says Minnesota has a growing scene.
It's known in the skate world as being a hot spot for skateboarding. It has for decades, and it's spread throughout the state. You know, some of those facilities like Rochester and Brainerd, we're hoping those are really regional draws. Skateboarders will travel, so that's kind of part of the idea, too.
Forslein says legislators approved the funding in 2023, and it was appropriated this session. This is MNN. The Otter Tail County man is in custody after selling meth to a confidential informant in a controlled buy last year. A warrant for 57-year-old Jeffrey Campsula of New York Mills was issued Tuesday, and he was arrested the same day he made his first court appearance today and is charged with first-degree sale of a controlled substance. Derek Thompson will be federally sentenced August 25th for the vehicular murder of 5 young women in Minneapolis. The crash occurred after Thompson led a Minnesota State Trooper on a high-speed chase and ran a red light. He was found guilty of 15 counts of criminal vehicular homicide in his state trial earlier this month. Thompson is due back in Minnesota court for sentencing on Tuesday. The president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation is concerned about the commodity and nutrition titles being removed from the farm bill. Dan Glessing says what lawmakers are doing with reconciliation is unprecedented.
Concerns for if there was a, another trifecta on the other side, there's no doubt that there would be some attempts to come and gut Title I, and that's not a place where we want to be. So the fact that it's separated is concerning.
Glessing says providing an adequate safety net is the biggest priority.